Delighted to be joined by Kieran Grimes, Executive Head of Access Courses for Adults at the MK College. Kieran, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's lovely to talk to you. So first of all, tell us a bit about your role at MK College and what you do.
So my role sort of within the college is I look after the access to higher education programmes, which are programmes for people who want to go to university but don't have sort of the formal qualifications to go in. So we have a range of access courses that we sort of offer. Other things I do at the college is I'm also responsible for the health and social care and childcare sort of pathways as well for people who want to go and train to be sort of nurses, nursery nurses, teachers. So it's a lot of sort of health and education based responsibility that I have.
Yeah, fantastic. So what sort of form would an access course take for anyone who's maybe not familiar with them?
So an access courses have been around for well over sort of 20 years. Here sort of in the college, we have different sort of study sort of methods that students can do. We offer blended sort of courses where the courses run on a Wednesday evening and then they come into college one Saturday a month, because we recognise that people have to work and can't always just come into college during the traditional day. We have courses that run between 9:30 and 3 o'clock to fit in around sort of school times for parents who are sort of working, and we also offer sort of evening courses as well sort of in access. And over in our Institute of Technology, we also offer an access course to computer science as well.
Fantastic. And so they sound very flexible around whatever people's circumstances are. What sort of things can they study?
So on sort of the courses, people will study a wide range of sort of things. So again, it depends which pathway somebody sort of goes down. Common core that people will have sort of will be sort of they will do some maths units and they will do some English units. Mm-hmm. And they're standard in all access sort of courses. Then in the teaching and education one, which we run in partnership with 2 Mile Ash teacher training, they will do around sort of they will do some history, they will do some sort of science, they'll do some chemistry, physics, sort of biology, they will do courses sort of units in history, they will do sort of units in psychology, sociology and education. Within our healthcare professions, they will do psychology, they'll do some sociology, social policy, and human biology and psychology in there as well. Social sciences will look a lot at sociology, and we've just recently sort of revamped our curriculum as well. We work with local universities, predominantly Northamptonshire and Bedfordshire, so they know sort of what we are delivering. We make sure that what we deliver will support students when they progress to university. So there's each course, each pathway has a wide range. We also do an access to business as well, which looks at all different aspects sort of business, from marketing to recruitment to retention to writing a business plan. So even if sort of you decided that, you know, well, really, I don't maybe want to go to university, but I'd like to, you know, learn how to run my own business, the access to a higher education in business sort of would help somebody with that as well.
It really is a broad range of stuff you're covering then. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Do
you find many people are wanting to suddenly take on a career change at the moment? Is that something you're seeing a lot of?
What we sort of find is that our students quite often, some definitely want to change sort of career, and most certainly in that sort of post-pandemic era, yeah. Sort of we had sort of people who perhaps had other jobs before, they may have been sort of made redundant and used the opportunity to come back to college because they decided actually they wanted a different sort of pathway, a different way in life.
Yeah.
We also get a lot of people who perhaps are working in residential care, maybe working in hospitals or in specialist sort of, you know, units for people who are suffering and having mental health sort of issues. And they're working in it already, perhaps as a healthcare assistant, but they want to do more. But they haven't got the formal qualifications to go directly into a nurse education program, for example. And so they come to us, do their access course, and are then in a position to progress on to it. So it's quite a mixed bag, sort of the people that we get sort of coming into us.
Yeah, very interesting. And what does a course cost?
Okay, so again, the courses sort of cost, it depends which pathway you do. Some may be sort of £3,022, some courses are £3,338. Some courses will be funded for people depending on sort of their age. So, for example, if somebody was under 24 and had not got a formal level 3 qualification, such as A-levels or a BTEC level 3, then they would sort of potentially be eligible to have the course funded for them sort of through sort of the government. Students who are aged 24 or more can apply for the advanced learning loan to pay for their course. Now, I really appreciate that there's a financial crisis going on at the moment and people really worry about taking out a loan at the moment. And it's completely misunderstood. It is a loan, and technically a loan has to be paid back. The unique selling point with an access course is that if somebody takes out sort of the advanced learning loan, completes their access course, and then goes to university and completes their degree in whatever it is, or completes a higher level apprenticeship, the government clears the advanced learning loan for them and they never need to pay that back.
Wow. So that's a huge financial help to somebody who is maybe thinking about doing one of these courses.
Yes. Absolutely. And so that's around the funding of the course, but also sort of then within the college, we have our advanced learning loan bursaries that students can apply for. If a student is being funded by the government, there are also bursaries available. And what I would say is, you know, we can get you in contact with our bursary team and they can actually talk about it. And again, a bursary is money that you are sort of given either sort of through the advanced learning loan or through the government and does not need to be paid back to people either. So there's loads of sort of, you know, options that are sort of available to support people with sort of funding sort of the programs.
And how would people go about finding out what's available specifically to them?
So at the moment we have advisory days sort of running, which are available on the college website. And this week they are running between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, sort of today, tomorrow and Wednesday. But after that, sort of, if somebody is interested, then they can contact the reception. And sort of they will be put through sort of to the administrator or one of the team, and then you know, we're quite happy to have a telephone conversation with anybody who would be interested in sort of an access course and actually sort of help them. You know, the message is it is not too late sort of to apply.
Yes.
Also what we do, so we've talked about the various sort of study methods, but also we have our September starts, but also in February I also offer healthcare professions sort of courses as well. Which start in February, and that's both online and sort of in college as well.
Yeah, great. And for people that maybe aren't eligible for support, there's a saying, isn't there, that one of the best investments you'll ever make is in yourself. So even if you know, the concept of a loan might seem daunting, it's still potentially going to be worth it in the long run.
Yes, because sort of people who have sort of earned degrees and sort of with sort of, for example, professional pathways, the people will actually really enhance sort of their earning potential over their working lifetime.
Yeah.
And what I would say is that, you know, and like I say, I fully appreciate around sort of the crisis, the financial crisis. And every time you turn on the television, every time you turn on the radio, social media, it's there. You just can't escape it.
No.
But what I would sort of say is that sort of, we had 170 students complete access courses last year, 140 have been accepted to university. And that's 82% of students doing healthcare professions, teaching and education, social sciences or business.
Wow.
Sort of they have, you know, 82% have gone to sort of universities. Our students have progressed to 19 different universities. But the majority of 43 or 31% of them went to Bedfordshire College, and 44% or 62 students went to Northamptonshire to actually sort of do it. And then we also had sort of, you know, 7 students doing teaching and education with Two Mile Ash and us, and 6 of them have progressed locally into Two Mile Ash, where people can actually train to be a teacher over 4 years in Milton Keynes. Their undergraduate degree is underwritten by Birmingham City University, and that's delivered locally as well. So we've got loads and loads of sort of options. We've got our progression agreements in place with Northamptonshire and with Bedfordshire, where quite often when you look on the website, it says you've got to have GCSE English and Maths.
Yeah.
Not all our courses require you to have English and maths, and because of our progression agreement with universities in Northamptonshire and Bedfordshire, the students can come to us, do their access course without having GCSEs in English and maths, and they'll still be able to progress to university because the universities are confident with what learning the students will actually sort of take place here, that they'll be ready to sort of progress onto university this time next year.
Wow. I mean, it sounds absolutely fascinating, your job, and I imagine you're very proud of everything your students go on to achieve afterwards.
It sounds sort of cliche, but, you know, when, you know, sort of staff tell me, or I bump into a student and they say to me, oh, I've got my interview at Bedfordshire University, or I've been offered midwifery at Northamptonshire University. And it's not my journey. I'm the man sort of behind the scenes, sort of working with my team who are delivering, you know, working with the wider sort of college. I'm really, really pleased for that person because that person has actually made a change. It takes huge courage for an adult to return to college.
Yeah.
Many people may have had poor learning experiences when they were in school, or they may have sort of, they may carry some message they were given to school, or you'll never be anything. And sort of, you know, my team are experts in working with adults. They're experts in access to higher education. And I say, come and talk to us and we will support you and enable you to be sort of successful. You know, the student, you know, an access course is sort of hard work. But what I would say, and I've got in front of me, is that it's really our external sort of quality assurance actually commented on the strength of our students' sort of feedback. And things that they have said is that, you know, they would recommend a course and it was brilliant. And there's some tutors that have mentioned here are passionate about the subject and how they linked it into practice, and, you know, really appreciative of sort of like the tutors and the support they were given, how they've loved the course. Sort of the students will do a research project towards the end of it, and the challenge that sort of gave them, but that sense of achievement and success when they actually sort of completed it.
Absolutely.
You know, loving the delivery of the biology and the psychology, and we have like specialist equipment here for sort of delivery of sort of biology as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sort of just sort of changes and how they have actually grown sort of as sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
And our external quality assurance report talks around our assignment briefs are varied and of high quality. The quality of student work is at a very high standard, and the feedback provided by tutors is constructive, it's comprehensive, and carefully articulates what the student needs to do to improve. So this is not sort of going back to school and, you know, can do better, well done. The feedback really is all aimed at sort of developing sort of students so that by this time next year, if a student wants to go to university, they could be getting their school bag ready and packed to head off to university after doing sort of, you know, less than 36 weeks with us.
Very well said. For anyone who hopefully you've piqued their interest and they want to find out a bit more, how can people get in touch with MK College?
So we have the MK sort of college sort of website. The access course has a special sort of little section on it. You can find it under sort of part-time courses. You can also find it under sort of adult. There's a search bar where you can actually search for access to higher education. We have the advisory days running sort of today, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. People then sort of can apply for a course from sort of Thursday onwards, pick up the phone, speak to reception, ask to be put through sort of to our administrator sort of for access. You know, or sort of just come and sort of, you know, walk into reception, and then sort of they will sort of support you to actually find an access tutor as well who will be able to help you. You know, we want people to come in. We want to actually, as the college says, transform lives through learning.
Absolutely. Well, keep up the great work. Kieran Grimes is Executive Head of Access Courses for Adults at the MK College. Kieran, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.